So do you overthink everything? Well, we're going to be talking about that because you might be sitting with three people who do. This is ArtBS, is business solutions for creatives and artists. We try and have great ideas to help you in your business. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Stephanie Weaver.
Jules McCullough.
So are we all overthinkers?
I know I am.
Yeah.
Oh, I try not to overthink. Sometimes I overact before I overthink.
I would say, I think Rachel's the least overthinker out of the three of us.
I was wondering how you're going to say that.
I was trying to think of how to say that without overthinking it.
And I'm reading our list of topics for our podcast when we were kind of brainstorming. And it's like, how to not overthink while writing down 31 items on a list of topics to talk about. So
that just tells you we have lots of great topics to talk about.
Exactly.
Because we overthink everything.
A little bit.
Yeah, but yeah. No, I really overthink it. Think it has prevented me from moving forward.
Mm-hmm. You get into the analysis paralysis mm-hmm. and you can't really figure out what to do next that is most important to drive you forward.
Well, also not only the analysis paralysis, but I do the what if-ing. Ooh, yeah. I'm a big what if-er. Well, if mm-hmm. I do this, then this is going to happen. Well, what if I do that and that happens and then I do this? Or what if I make a mistake while doing this because I'm not that familiar with it, but I went forward with it? Then what's going to be my plan B? You know, I'm a big what if-er.
The whole decision tree.
Yes.
Diagram thing.
Three different solutions if one thing happens wrong.
So how does a tree diagram work?
Mind map?
Yeah, it's a mind map.
The mind mapping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay. So like you can start out with like one line that says, okay, I want to paint something 3D. We'll do that one. And then like the next one is like, what do you want to paint?
So that's in the center. And then you have a line going out to the side that says, what do I want to paint? And then you have another line going out the side that says something else.
Yeah. And it just becomes like this big
bubble
star of lines. And so to speak. Yeah. And I get
so it's like going down the rabbit hole.
It can be because you keep on adding lines like a family tree. Mm-hmm. But it goes from the center and you keep adding lines mm-hmm. to those things as you think of things that are associated with that path.
Yeah.
So it just becomes a path of lines.
I feel like we're overthinking the overthinking.
Yeah, honestly. We are overthinking the overthinking. But like if you have a topic in the center and that topic is X, and then you can have A, B, C all around X. And then A, B, and C each have their own lines. And then each one of those lines has their own line. I mean, there's no end to the mind map. It can continue to go.
So is that the overthinking? So is that like when, especially with art and as your business, how does it make you not productive, I guess?
Well, if you think
overthinking can halt you.
Even if we talk about social media. So social media. We know that we have to plan our newsletters, which leads to our blog posts, which then lead to what social media content am I going to put out there? And then you start overthinking like those whole components that go with each one of those. You need three blog posts. No, I'm sorry. You need three Facebook posts, three Instagram posts, three Pinterest posts just to support that one article, and then one newsletter, and that's just for one freaking thing, and you got to do this four times a month in my case mm-hmm. and then it just leads to, well, what am I going to talk about? And then so you write down all these things, and then you write them all down, and you're looking at it like I am right now, just going, God, I don't want to do that.
Well, and then the other problem, as you write them down, you think of more topics.
Yes.
That would be good, or offshoots of that topic. And
it's like what we just did. We mm-hmm. talked about accountability. Now we're going to add that to our thing. And
right.
Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah. I mean, it just keeps on going. And so I think the solution is finding ways to prevent yourself to get into that rabbit hole, or else you're not producing art. And the mm-hmm. ultimate goal is to produce art. But I think what people don't realize too is let's say you paint something. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now you want to reproduce that or license that. Well, now you have to scan it. Mm-hmm. And then you have to clean it up in Photoshop because mm-hmm. nothing actually scans perfectly. And then you got, or Lightroom, whatever you use. And then you also need to make sure that the color rendition is correct. So if your screen is not color calibrated and your computer and your printer aren't speaking the same color language, then if you print it, so
she just gave us something to overthink. I was like, I'm gonna have to go check my printer here.
And then you gotta decide too, you know, where am I gonna put this? What am I gonna put it on? And then you've got to make those templates in order to sell that stuff on whatever you're selling it on, be it Gutenberg or, you know, so it's very easy to get into that hole because I don't think people realize how much it's not just about sitting down and making art. Like we were just talking a minute ago, it's Thursday and I haven't created yet this week because I've been working on my business all week.
Yeah.
And there's more business stuff to be done. So if you continue to overthink these things and create these mind maps and all these ideas, then you're not ever going to get to creating. So you got to find ways to prevent yourself from overthinking and for writing. I hate writing. Oh my God, I hate writing. But when I do start writing, then I think of 20 more topics that I want to write about. And then I get into that rabbit hole. So to prevent myself from doing that, I've hired a guy on Fiverr who can write posts for me. And he's done well so far on everything he's written for me. And I just have to change a few little things. And I am just going, I'm posting, I'm putting the images with it, and I'm done. Instead of writing it and analyzing what I've written, because I hate writing so bad much because I'm not very good at writing. And that's how I got out of overthinking writing actually getting blog posts out for a change.
You outsourced it.
I had to outsource that.
I think sometimes our overthinking comes from wanting to be in complete control.
Oh, yes. Mine comes from that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Control and perfection for me.
Yeah. Same here.
So too.
And it's deeper than just control, though. It's more about, I can't put something out there that's going to be false. I can't put something out there that's going to be wrong. And what if the way I do it is not the way it's supposed to be done? I'm all about the shoulds and the supposed tos when I overthink.
I'm writing an article. I've actually been writing an article for the past 3 months about artists and recessions. And so you think about like overthinking the heck out of that, but I'm also trying not to offend anyone because there is some political understandings that everybody kind of needs to understand what's causing the recession. And because like, if you don't think we're in a recession right now, you're wrong.
That's all. Yeah, I mean, we are.
Yeah. But nobody's really talking about that. So when I am, like I said, I started writing this thing 3 months ago. And I, like 6 months ago, I started writing an article about pricing your artwork. I haven't published any of that because I'm worried about offending somebody. And even my pricing structure is different than what everybody recommends. So do I really want to deal with the backlash? Do I really want to deal with like, well, you didn't do this. It's like, no, this is how I do things.
Your pricing structure is brilliant.
Well, thank you.
So yeah, it's really good. And it's only 15-page
document right now.
it's realistic and based on fact, not
what you feel it should be.
It's not based on emotion or feelings or anything. It's based on actual fact.
But wouldn't you see that like whole thing? That whole thing is overthinking the heck out of it.
Yes, it is.
But so, yeah.
You still have brilliance in there. I mean, even if we might overthink, and that's a lot of the art business, I think, is overthinking it. But when it comes down to your artwork, do you do the same thing? I know some people do. They don't think it. They're like, they want to put something out there, but like, oh, it's going to offend.
I have some pieces like that. Yeah.
And then, you know, like, well, really she should be, you know, this should be a nude or whatever. And an artist may go, well, I can't really do that. It may offend my mom or my grandmother or whatever, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's but true. They feel like in their heart, this really needs to be another way. You know what I mean? But they overthink. Yeah. So do you overthink your actual artwork? Do you hesitate? Do you think? I mean, like,
there's only two pieces that I think I've hesitated. And that's because they're so either one of them's like politically affiliated. And I don't think I've shown that at all. Because I didn't want people to think that because I show the rebel flag that I'm a hater. I'm not. I think we should preserve history because history, there are lessons learned. But nobody, when people look at it face value, instead of diving into really understanding, then it's all hate. But I don't have the, I don't hate anything.
It's because, but so, I think it's offensive because some groups have taken that as a symbol of their hate.
They have. And that's.
And then it's stereotypical. But
I'm with you.
Hopefully everyone else is that symbol means X and it doesn't.
It doesn't.
It has nothing to do with X. It's just somebody has adopted it as
well,
that.
So you
you kind of overthought that when you decided not to show it.
I have not shown it because I didn't want to deal with the backlash of, you know, calling me a hater when I don't hate. The guy that went into the church, he's the one that hated. This was like back in like 10 years ago, probably. This guy went into a church in like North Carolina. And just shot people. I'm sorry. A symbol does not represent the man's hate in his heart. And he hopefully he got, I don't remember what happened.
But I don't either.
I'm sure he got what he deserved. But then everybody started going nuts about like all the statues
and the flags
and stuff. And I'm sorry, but those are part of history. That one man's hate in his heart isn't going to change that. So I overthought that one. I overthought the middle finger one, which that one I did end up showing because that one had a statement that other artists needed to hear, I thought, which was about, you know, from the legal offices of Go Fuck Yourself, about copyrights and copycats. Mm-hmm. It's not right. And
that's not okay.
Yeah. So that one I debated on because it was so off brand for me in my art.
But you didn't overthink the artwork.
No, that artwork came out in an hour and a half, just boom.
Right.
It was there.
But then you stopped and overthought. What do I do with this piece?
Yeah.
So and do you over, have you ever started a piece and then went, I don't know.
So I overthink the artwork itself, but I overthink also making sure I am so obsessed with not copying.
Yeah.
That I overthink. Does any of this look at anything I used for reference? Does any of this, because I use multiple images for reference. I use, and no one, you know, if it's a flower, no one's going to pull out that that was from XYZ photograph because my style doesn't match XYZ photograph. But I overthink that I'm not copying something somebody else has already done.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then I think Rachel or Stephanie, one of you made the comment that nothing is new. It's all been done at some point. And so that's helped a little bit, but that's where I overthink. And so then I don't publish stuff because I'm so terrified that it's from a class or it's from some image I looked at, you know, because we're looking at imagery all the time. And I do create a mood board for most of my collections. And it's funny because I posted not long ago, or maybe it's upcoming, one of my mood boards for my Be Grateful collection. And when you look at the mood board, it looks nothing like the collection. But I hesitated putting Be Grateful out there because I was so afraid like my bees or something were a copy from something. And so when I went to post this the other day and I looked at the bee I had on there for reference, I was like, that looks nothing like my bees. Why did I wait so long to put that out there? You know, so that's where I overthink my artwork itself is because I am so petrified of copying. I don't ever intend to copy, but our brains see things that we've seen before and we may have taken it from somewhere.
Yeah.
So getting started as an artist, in creating a business around your artwork, you can really overthink it with,
mm-hmm. oh God, yeah.
What kind of website, what kind of, you know, social media presence am I going to have?
Yeah. Well, and if you listen to our website episode too, we kind of talk about that. Just boil in on one purpose. Don't overthink it. I think we even said that in there is, you know, that's mistakes we've made as artists is overthinking the purpose to our site and having it do and say too many things. And I think we do that easily as artists in business in general.
Because we do so many things.
Yeah.
And I think that your purpose and things can change and evolve.
Yes, so, mine has.
And that's the thing is you may overthink it at the start, but where you end up, it's going to end up being completely different.
Yeah.
And most of the time, the things that I overthink or I worry about never happen.
Oh yeah. That's an excellent
like
point.
Like 99% that's a really, percent of the time. That's
a very good point.
It doesn't happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I even overthink like when people say something to me, like, I listened to your podcast. I'm like, oh my God, they hated it. No. You're like, oh, which one did they listen to? You know, like, what did I say in that? Oh my God. You know, it's like, you've thought 1,000 things before that are like, I really enjoyed that. And you're like, oh my God, you did. Oh, well, I wonder why. And then you go off on that. And you're like, it's the same thing. I feel like, you know, if you have an artwork and you, the first time you put it up somewhere, can you imagine? Like, I'm sure like putting your artwork up in the studio, because we have a studio at Little Mill here in Huntsville. Did you like overthink? I mean, we overthought. I know we did because I helped you. Like had, where it was going to go.
She had CAD diagrams. CAD diagrams.
I and I had multiple CAD diagrams. And I do that all the time because I was overthinking. And then it doesn't even end up.
I mean, they changed it like a gazillion times. Every time I came in the studio, it was set up differently. I'm like, oh, you changed the studio again.
Okay. She totally did.
She was like, oh my gosh.
And I'm going through that right now with the
and
studio.
And you just redid the studio again.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes,
yeah. She did. Since I was there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
The table's moved. It's nicer. I mean, it's fine.
Well, there's always little improvements. That's the thing.
Yeah. See, that's the thing with
it's improvement. Yeah. So maybe we should call this, instead of overthinking, you're thinking of improvements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, can I'm we do that? And it not feel so bad.
It doesn't stop the rabbit holes. And that's what we need to prevent as artists is the rabbit holes.
Well, I know one of the things that I think you and I talked about, Julie and I talked about is we have our air tables and we have our.
Oh my gosh. Okay. First off, ask me if I have ever done an Excel sheet, an air table of any kind. That would be a no for Rachel. Because I have a husband who does it.
Yes. And I have a husband who does it too. But I love stinking air table.
An like air that. Tables,
yeah. Table.
I don't air mind table using rocks. It. I know it really how rocks. To use it all. I just.
But that's where all my social media is now.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was before too. But now it's like really organized. And I'm sure it'll evolve more. But
that's where we can go and actually put down some of these ideas that we overthink and then eventually come back to them and go, oh, okay, that was stupid.
I was going to say, I know y'all Airtable, but I kind of journal those things.
Yeah, journal's good too.
And you dump, go ahead and write down all the stuff you're overthinking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I love Airtable.
Write it down and then let it go.
Because I can get it on my phone and write down my idea. And then when I think about it again, I'll come back to it or I'll be reviewing my goals for the year and be like, oh, yeah, I wrote that down. I hadn't thought about it since then. Maybe I don't need to do this one. Or, yeah, this one I have some more ideas for. So that one I definitely need to do.
Yeah.
And so when the idea pops in to prevent from overthinking it, I kind of just pop it on down in my Airtable and then.
Yeah, that's good. Or just delete it.
Yeah. Or just delete it.
Or don't delete it, but like, quote, archive it. Select a different one.
Oh, and that way. Yeah,
that's what I do. Because I'll be like, not dealing with right now.
That's a good idea.
And I did that. I mean. I did that with 2 quarters worth of goals this year alone.
Wow.
And said, nope, this goal I have for this quarter is, or for this 3 months is going to need to be 9 months long. So I'm going to get rid of these other 6 months worth of goals and archive them for right now. And I'll come back to them later.
That's a good idea.
So that's not overthinking at all, though.
No, but Airtable. I mean, Airtable is a good solution to not overthinking.
It is in journals and things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
So. My problem with the journal, which I do believe in journaling, but my problem with the journal was I couldn't find my ideas.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the only.
That's
other
why
thing.
I had to go mm-hmm. electronic with it and in some sort of spreadsheet form. And I did start in Excel, but then Stephanie turned me on to Airtable. And there's been no return.
I'm converting everyone.
No, Airtable's really nice, actually.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Yeah. It's expensive, but it's nice.
Yeah, it's like $24 a month or something like
it's
that.
It's ridiculous how expensive it is. Yeah. It's kind of stupid, but I'm sucked in.
Yeah, I've got, usually have 300 posts in there and social media with the images and everything in there. It's going to be awesome.
So what's the best advice you could give someone on how not to overthink, even if you're giving it to yourself, the advice?
Find a solution. Find what makes you overthink. Like I said, with the writing, I hate writing so much that I would overthink it. And then I come up with new topics and think, well, maybe I need to do this topic instead of that topic. I found a solution. I didn't know it at the time, but now I do, that prevents me from doing that overthinking so I can move forward.
Golly, now you guys are looking at me. A solution for overthinking. What I would tell people not to overthink or tell myself?
Yeah. Can you do that? Can you even do that? I don't know, with your 15-page.
I know, the 15-page pricing strategy. I don't honestly know, because I think it's just how I am. And I'm going to accept it. I'm an overthinker. I don't think I let it stop me all that much. I will call like you there. Maybe that's the solution. I'll call Rachel or Julie. And I said, I remember doing this a couple of times. I'm like, I've got this list of things that I need to do and I can't figure out where to start.
Yes.
And having that conversation and kind of refocus on what
that's
the objectives are.
Yeah. I think that's that's a really good. Yeah. I think that's also a solution to prevent from overthinking. Just when you catch yourself in that rabbit hole, that you call somebody and talk through it.
And it's an accountability partner thing, a discussion again.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be a fellow artist or anything. I mean, it could be
your significant other,
mom, dad, brother, sister, whatever. Yeah. Someone who can kind of go snap out of it, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
From moonlight, not moonlighting. What was it? It was with Cher and... Do you guys not remember that movie?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of what it was called.
Mystic Pizza?
No.
I have no idea.
We'll put it in the show notes, or maybe just you guys forget about it. But anyway, what are some good things that you found that help you not to overthink? Let us know. We're going to put as much as we can in our show notes, because we won't overthink the show notes for sure.
Moonstruck? Yeah. Okay.
Moonstruck. That was it. But you guys let us know. Follow us on Facebook and we will talk to you guys soon.